We are learning Masechtas Kedushin Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, and we are starting on the bottom of Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. Omrav Avi Rav Yanai, Ein Tam Chacham Rishoy Lamoid Bepei Rabbi El Shachas Varvis. This din if you stand up for your Rebbe, you shouldn't do it more than twice a day, more than Shachas Varvis. Why? Kedesh LeYekvoid Demerub LeKvoid Shemayim. Since we find that you only mechaved Kavayochel Hashem twice a day, Shachas Varvis. You shouldn't be mechaved Tam Chacham more than Hakadosh Baruch Hu. What does mean mechaved Shachas Harvest? So on Tosfos of Rosh is mashma davening. You daven in the morning and the evening. But on the Tosfos of Rosh, they ask, "Lachar, what about the third tefillah? Three tefillahs? There's Shachas Mincha Ma'ariv." So I saw in the Dvar Yaakov the answer is because Ma'ariv is a reshus. That's why it means twice. It means Shachas and Mincha. But the Radal and the Hagoy is in the back. He learns it means Kriya Shema. You mekabel Shemayim twice a day. That's what it means. Mekabel Pnei Yotzer. It means mekriyah Shemayim different. So attack only twice a day. Then the Gemara is b'shmak. But in any case, we're saying here you should not stand up more than two times a day. Huh? For the same person. What?
You don't stand.
No, I know. But it's mekabel Pnei Rabbi type idea. That's Rashi says Pnei Yotzer. Now it says over here that you only twice a day. Tosfos has a kasha. The Gemara before says that Rava was serving by the Suda, they didn't stand up for him, and he was upset. What do you mean? Maybe they stood up for him right in the morning and the evening, so why is he upset? That's his kasha. Tosfos answers that it could be that by Talmidim, he stands up 100 times a day, because maybe someone will be choshed him, they're not standing up. So it's like in the yeshiva, so then it's worse. Then we know what's with this kasha. Huh? Right, okay. Okay, so Meisvei, this din that you don't twice a day, that you only have it twice a day, let's say Kasha. Meisvei. Shemilah Zahimim, Menayel and Zokin Shloya Triach. Hey, no, Zokin, Shinam Metriach Dairelam, Tamlam, and Zokin Vereza. Viyam Shachas Varvas Mavad, if you only have to stand up in the morning and the evening, Amayloi, why not? I'm taking out the next words purposely. Amayloi, why shouldn't, it's only twice a day, what's the big tercha? El Lav Kul Yayim, it must be, you have a stand up all day, and therefore, it's a raya that you stand up all day, because if not, what would be a big tercha? It's not only twice a day, but vada falachi. It's total tercha. And even that is considered a special schus for the zaken, not the race of the, don't make them stand up, even the once or twice a day. Om Rabbi Loza. Kol tam v'tachom v'shenu omer v'rei rabbi. Any tachom does not stand up for his rabbi, nikra rasha, he's called rasha, in the marach yom, he doesn't get a richas yom, v'tamudoy mishtaka, his tar is forgotten. Shenema v'toyv lo yil rasha v'toyv ein toyv elo tayra. So v'toyv li rasha means he's going to lose or forget his tayra, and we call him a rasha also. Lo yarach yomim ketzel. The pasuk says lo yarach yomim ketzel shenenu. He's not going to be marach yom like a tzel, like the shadow that goes away. And enenu yarif ne'alekim, because he's not yarif ne'alekim. What does it mean yarif ne'alekim? Meir is any day. Mahu. I'm not sure what this is referring to. Shoyim have a erase of lekecha. Harei meir is ukima. This is standing up for the zaki. So Akapanim was saying, it says enenu yarif. This is what happens to that person. Toiv li loy le rasha lo yarach yomim. So you see, someone doesn't stand up for his rabbi, he loses all this, all the Torah. He loses a riches yomim. Frank the Gemara, how do you know it's talking about Seva, Ve'ema, Mo'i Ras, Ribis, Maras, Mishkolos? Maybe it's talking about Ribis, where it says, V'yiresim Lekecha, or Mishkolos. So the Gemara, V'leza, Pnei Gomar. It says, Milafnei. It says here, Asher, Einenu Yar, Milafnei Lekim. And it says, by Pnei Seva Takum, and Pnei Seva Takum. We're not Pnei Pnei. And that's who knows, talking about standing up. Frank Tosfos, where does it say by Mishkolos, V'reis L'kecha? I'll read you the pasuk, because Evan Shleim of Tzadik Yilach, Eifa Shleim of Tzadik Yilach, L'man Yerichu Yomecha, Adam Asher Hashem L'kecha Nesilach. Don't say anything about V'reis L'kecha. That's Tosfos Kasha. Tosfos D'Ramas V'Ema. V'Koshlem, Etzinu V'Shum Mokrem, D'Chsivu Meira V'Hedya, by Mishkolos. So he says, some agaris Mishkolos. And it's going on the pasuk, V'fnei Iver Le'site Mishkol, V'reis L'kecha. It's going on that pasuk. And the agaris Mishkolos. Like upon him, where it says, Pnei Pnei. Actually, on the Pnei Iver is a kasha, the Pnei Pnei, I in Tosfos, the Eos is Pnei Pnei. Look at Tosfos, what he speaks about. He speaks about this kasha. And Boilu, Mashaila, let's say your son is also your Rebbe. Does the son have a stand up for you, the father? Boilu, Benoi, Vuhu Rabbi. Mao Lamai Pnei Yav. Should he stand up for his father? Maybe I'll cover the Torah, maybe he shouldn't stand up for his father. So, the Maratoshima, the Omalei Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda, Shinana, sharp one, kum kame avuch, stand in front of your father. His father was Rabbi Cheskel, and we find the Gemara of who the taught Rabbi Cheskel things. So he was Rabbi Cheskel's rabbi. And it says, stand up for Rabbi Cheskel. So you see, you have to stand up for your father, even though you're his Rabbi. So I go, no, not right. Shani Rabbi Cheskel, the Baal Maisim, he was a Baal Maisim, which means he was a Baal Maisim Toivim. And from that, you see, he learned. Because the whole point of learning is to do Maisim Toivim. And he did Maisim Toivim. That Philo Mar Shmuel Nami Kamekame, even Shmuel used to stand up for him. So then why does Shmuel have to tell Rabbi Yehuda to stand up? Like, obviously, they stand up for him. Like, what was the Chiddush? My Kamalai, Hoch Kamalai. Zimun Da'asim Ma'achari, Shmuel was Rabbi Yehuda's Rabbi. He says, sometimes your father's coming behind me, and all of a sudden you stand up in the middle of Shir. And I'm wondering, why he's standing up? There it is, your father's coming. Don't worry about that. I let you do that. Hoch Kamalai. Zimun Da'asim Ma'achari, Kum At Bekamei, V'lo Teichas Yukur Di. Don't worry about my covered. You can stand up for your father if he's coming from behind me. What happens if your son is your Rebbe? Does a father stand up for a son? By me, I'm not going to stand up for my son. Why? The only reason I stand up for my son is because he's a relative of the Beis Nasi, he's a son-in-law by the Beis Nasi, and therefore, as the Malchus, I stand up for him. Smashma. Taima, but he says also, it says, Ani Eni Kedai. And we thought it meant this because he's a Rebbe. Because he's a Rebbe. Taima, that Ani Rabbe, Ha'i Rabbi, if he be my Rebbe, come in, I would stand up. And only here, because I'm his Rebbe, then there I need an excuse, I'll space Nasi. So I'm going to know, you don't touch like that, Ani Eni Kedai Lamid. You know how I touch Ani Eni Kedai Lamid? How come on? Ani Eni Kedai Lamid, you know why? A fellow Rebbe, even if he's my Rebbe, why? Because I'm his father. Elo, the reason I'm standing up is Kavoid Beis Nasi, because of Kavoid Beis Nasi. Elamaisa, we pass in both these cases you stand up because Suffolk derives the Chumrah, and therefore in Shacharach we pass in both these cases you should stand up for your father. You stand for your father even though you're his Rebbe, and the father should stand up for the son. If the son is his Rebbe, the father should stand up for his son even though it's his father. That's a pass in Shacharach. We go the Chumrah both ways. It says in the Shacharach, Chayv Lamoy to play Aviv. You have to stand for your father. Ma'av Talmud. Each one stands for the other one. That's how you pass the Shulchan Aruch. I read the Shulchan Aruch now because you go the Chumrah. So the Marvaita. Is Rachuk Mahalach or not? The halach is if a Rebbe is sitting, you don't have to stand up if he's sitting. Only if he's walking. So let's say he's sitting on a chamar. Is that called sitting or is that called walking? That's the shaila. Rachuk Mahalach or not? I'll bring your raya. There's a halacha by nega that it's betama ba'oil. That means if someone has a nega sitting under a tree and another tahar sitting under a tree as well, they both become tameh. The tahar becomes tameh. Tameh's tameh ready. Because tumas oil. Now, there's a xeris akasav that says v'chutz l'vachna ma'yishavai that only when he's sitting is he betama ba'oil. But if he's not sitting, he's not betama. So it says in the braise like this. Tomei yoyishiv tachas ilom v'tar oimid, and the Torah is standing, then he's tomei. But if it's the opposite case, tomei oimid tachas ilom, and the tomei is standing, v'tar yoyishiv, then he's tar, because the tomei is not sitting. Vim yoshav ha-tomei, ha-tar tomei, if the tomei sits down, the Torah becomes tomei. And the Mishnah, the Braisa adds on, v'chein be'evin ha-menugas, to sefta. V'chein be'evin ha-menugas. Same halach is, if someone's holding a stone, if the person holding a stone is sitting, then it's tameh. If he's standing or walking, it's not tameh. So what do you see? That the Evan is always sitting in your hand. You go bust the feet. And you go bust the bottom, the chamar, or the person holding the Evan. So we pass in the shaila that if a chacham is sitting on the chamar, so then you have to stand up for him because sitting like mahalach. And as always, before we talk on Amud Aleph, I'm giving a story of Abaya walking on the other side of Nahar, and they didn't stand up. They said, Lava Daitin, who's riding a Bechamar. Mamas like his sheet there, that you have to stand up even when he's sitting on a Chamar. Do you have to stand for a Sefer Torah? Rav Chilkir, Rav Shimon, Rav Loza Amri, it's a Kava Chaymer. You have to stand up for Loim Del, like learned from the Pasuk of Adat Mezokin. By that zakat zeshu kana chachma, so from the other you stand up for the pure learned Torah. But panel like kolshkein, you think you don't stand up for the sefer Torah itself? Rabbi Loi, so you talk about stand up for the sefer Torah, and the car is from talmud chacham. The Gemara in Makkos says after we know this already, people started forgetting, and they only went and stood up for sefer Torah, not for talmud chacham. Where it says if you stand up for sefer Torah, you should stand up for talmud chacham because talmud chacham is bigger than sefer Torah because he could change the Torah. Back upon him, here it sounds like Kav Chayim. The other way, the Rishonim talk about it, the Ran and others. Rabbi Loi, Rabbi Yaakov, and Zavdi have a Yosvi. They were sitting. They're actually talking and learning. Cholav Azor of Shim Barabba. Shim Barabba walked by. And they stood up. So Shim Barabba held that they shouldn't have stood up for him. We're both colleagues. I'm not your Rebbe Muvik. We're colleagues. You don't have to stand off me. You're learning Torah now. So why should you stand up? Because he holds this Rav Shimon who held he shouldn't stand up. Savalok Rabbi Loza. Don't Rabbi Loza. Ain Tam Chacham Roshoy Lama Pre Rabbi Shal 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 Torah. And Tam Chacham should not stand up while he's learning Torah. Don't stand up for your Rabbi. But Lamaisa Layet Allah Abaya. Abaya gave a klala to anyone who listened to Rabbi Loza. Because Abaya held, and that's how you're passing, that even when you're learning Torah, you have to stand up for the Zakin and for the Tam Chacham. The Gemara makes a drasha now of a pasuk in Parashas Kisisa, I think it is. Vebitu achrei Moshe. It says in the pasuk, Vebitu achrei Moshe ad boyer oil. They looked after Moshe until he came to his oil. Rav Ami v'Yitzchak nafcha charam l'gnai, one darshan l'gnai, v'charam l'shvach. Man dom l'gnai k'de'isa. The Gemara doesn't want to say it, but Rashi brings it down from the Tachuma, that they looked behind him, l'gnai, and they said, Rau kam ovim shoykov. Look how heavy he is. Hakom Shalom, he's eating our food. And they were making fun, which was not a terrible thing. That's like the reason why they were standing and looking after him, because they had to wait till he sits down. Because it says, the cloud is like this. Chacham Oivim, Chacham walks by, Oimid Lefon of Dalad Amis. He stands up Dalad Amis, Kimin Shalom of Dalad Amis, Yeshiv. After Dalad Amis, you sit down. Av Bezin Oivo. Then Oimid Milafar of Leinov, you stand up ready when you see him coming. But Kivin Shavad Adams, once he passes for him, Yosef, you can sit down. Nasi Oiver, Oimid Milafar of Leinov, you stand Leinov. Ve'in Yosef, don't sit down. Actually, Yosef Mekayma until he sits in his place. Shenamar, like it says by Moshe, Ve'bitu Achrei Moshe Ad Boya Oila. You see by Moshe that they looked at they waited until he came to his oil. So you see, you have to wait until he sits. Bim koymoy. This is a card that this din that by a nasi you wait till he stays. Bim koymoy.